Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
We welcome in Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Hello, boys.
How we doing? Just to be clear, I know you weren't in this morning. You didn't eat my donuts, did you?
I did not touch your donuts. Okay. I know much better than to go near any of Nick Wilson's pastries.
In fairness, they were not marked Nick Wilson's donuts. They were merely a grocery bag with donuts in them, like the packaging, not just like free donuts in a bag. I'm not a psychopath.
I have a suspect for you, though.
Sure, right, you can play the guessing game.
He does host the morning show, and it's name on the show. Accusing anyone. I'm just offering
Real quick, I think it's really interesting that you were trying to tell us and your signal was breaking up.
I do find that interesting as well. As
it feels like somebody
other
was trying
forces
to...
are ahead. We honestly did not hear what you had to say, Daryl.
Yeah,
it broke
up
right at the spot where you were trying to give your name, as if it was like a thriller movie that it was intentional.
I would just say maybe the first two words in the title of the morning show could be a suspect.
That has been posited.
The Ken?
I cannot offer any more specific than that, other than to say that
the second and third words.
said person has been accused of enjoying pastries themselves.
Daryl, we know you don't get surprised often. Were you surprised Shador was named the backup quarterback today?
A little bit. Just a little. And now all the shishills out there, including Jonathan, can take a step back from the ledge. He is now QB2.
Nobody was near the ledge, Daryl. I don't know.
I have social media, and there are a lot of people freaking out this week about the possibility of Bailey Zappe being QB2 in front of Shador. But, you know, from a roster management standpoint, you know, trying to get in between, you know, Andrew Berry's thinking, I thought for sure that they would elevate Zappe from the practice squad for a couple of weeks just to buy them some extra time to get Shador up to speed to be the backup. But, you know, he's a play away Sunday now. So he is QB2, and we'll see if Dylan Gabriel can play all four quarters, or do we get the NFL debut of one Shador Sanders.
Okay, so I'm glad we have you on, because I listened to you this morning, and you were trying to give the Browns credit their handling of Shador. And so that was with the assumption that it was Zappe into Shador or whoever else. Does this mean you revoke your credit and they are no longer handling Shador the right way? Because that was the inference that I would make there.
Absolutely not. I pride myself on my consistency. But I'm going to tell you right now, I think that they're still handling this the right way. They feel he's ready to be QB2, so that's fine. Go ahead and get him ready for that. I don't know that the prospect of him having to see the field in Pittsburgh in that particular building is the best environment for him, but if he's ready to go, hey, roll with it.
So you would have gave him credit either way, then, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the organization, believe it or not, has actually handled the situation very well with Shador. They've not tried to put the cart before the horse. The easy thing for them to do was to fast-track him from day one, just because of his popularity, the fact that he sells a ton of jerseys, the fact that he's great for a ton of social media engagement, right? But I trust that Stefanski, Berry, and company, Tommy Reese as well, if they feel he's ready to be the backup, then so be it. I don't know that he's ready to start an NFL game, but I'm pretty sure in a couple of weeks we're going to cross that bridge as well. We're definitely going to get there because I don't know that Dylan Gabriel is going to be doing a whole lot of winning here in the next couple of weeks.
Daryl, how much added pressure is there on Dylan Gabriel because Shador is now the backup?
I think that there's some more. I think there's just inherent pressure to begin with Shador being on the roster to begin with, Nick. That's not just, well, now he's QB2 looming over the shoulder type of a situation. There's pressure for him to take the game to the next level. We saw in London against Minnesota a very basic, simple, well-executed game plan by Dylan Gabriel. That's all well and good. You didn't win the football game. You certainly didn't score any more points than you have scored in the previous games as well. 17 points is now your season high. Need to get past that marker desperately. Everybody else in the NFL can score 20 points with regularity except the Cleveland Browns. It doesn't matter the coordinator. It doesn't matter the head coach. Doesn't matter the quarterback. And they've had about a dozen of them in the last 3 years. They still can't score more than 17 points in a game. Really frustrating to watch. So Dylan Gabriel now has to show, and we heard a little bit of, I don't want to say angst or frustration, but Jerry Jeudy did make it a point to say this week that he is hoping they can get a little more vertical with this offense. They can get the football down the field. We've not seen that in the first 4 weeks with Joe Flacco or last week with Dylan Gabriel. And look, Jerry's right. Now, also, too, if the ball goes down the field, it would be most helpful if Jerry Jeudy caught said football. That's a whole nother conversation. But I need to see from Dylan Gabriel this week a little bit more of an expanded game plan for him. Get the ball down the field. Get some explosive plays outside of the running game. We've seen that already from Quinshon Judkins. But hopefully more explosive plays equal more points on the scoreboard.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Board.
Nick's mad you said Judkins.
It's Judkins. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be that guy. It's just everybody says Judkins now. It's Judkins.
You're trying to be that guy. It's okay. But you're grumpy. You had someone ate your pastries.
Okay, yes.
I get it.
Fair. I also am just, am I making a case with you because you're here? But it's Judkins.
Yeah.
That's not what you said, Daryl.
Okay.
All right, hey Daryl, we're gonna do this like as a Scantron test when you're growing out there. You gotta fill out a bubble, okay? You must choose one. Both is
right,
not an answer.
Let me get my number two pencil handy, okay?
Both is not an answer.
You like bubbles, Daryl?
You have to fill in one of the bubbles. You have to fill in one of the spots here. Is this week bigger for Stefanski or Dylan Gabriel?
Gabriel.
Oh,
I'd love an explanation.
I still don't think Kevin's going anywhere. I don't care how many people have tried to fire this guy in the last 3 weeks. I'm not convinced he's going anywhere.
He's 4-18 in the last 22 games. It's not a ridiculous conversation to be had.
I'm not saying it's a ridiculous conversation to be had, and I realize they're 4-18 in the last 22. I'm the one that put the stat out. They've only scored 20 points in those 22 games three times. So I'm very well aware of the futility. Don't need it. In fact, I think I've written the memo on the futility, but I'm not sold that they're going to move on from Kevin Stefanski right now. He's got to, let's see how the rest of this way goes with these rookie quarterbacks. Is there any development? Does the offense become more productive? So far, I mean, the operation's been pretty clean. It's not been sloppy. It's just been they're not making any plays. And the game plans have been very basic, and you can criticize whether or not he has tailored said offense properly to Joe Flacco or to Dylan Gabriel. But I'm not sold that they're just counting down the weeks until the end of the season. First of all, I don't think there's going to be a change in the middle of the season. I'm not convinced that Kevin Stefanski is on the hot seat right now.
I just think, so specific to Kevin, I think the defenses I'm hearing now, it's still two-time coach of the year. It's still, he'd get hired again tomorrow if they fired him today.
Which I don't believe,
by the way.
Both
of those are facts.
It's not a fact.
No, Mike Vrabel had to wait a year.
Mike Vrabel was a more accomplished coach. It's definitely an opinion, not a fact.
Kevin Stefanski would have a job tomorrow.
Yeah, it's like an offensive coordinator.
Job, but not as a head coach.
That's fair.
But, so it's that. It's he's still really well-liked around the NFL.
If
you look at the body of work, it should be getting harder to defend him, even if the national media is really stuck on their analysis of Kevin Stefanski from 4 years ago.
Well, again, to my point, Nick, there are things that have to be shown here. Okay, so far the rookie class has shown a tremendous amount of promise. Okay, so that means that the coaching staff, in my view, doing a pretty good job with them. What I need to see from Stefanski is, again, the elevation of Dylan Gabriel's game. And then when they go to Shedeur Sanders, whenever that's going to be, whether that's in 2-3 weeks or when they've got this big handful of home games, I think it's 5 home games in 7 weeks, I guarantee you by then, with the season down the drain, you'll see Shedeur Sanders, because while they don't want the Steeler fans taking over and the Bills Mafia coming here and taking over, they want people still buying Browns tickets and going to see these games. And the one way to do that with another double-digit loss season in your back pocket is you put Shedeur Sanders out there, the kid that everybody really wants to see play. But Stefanski's going to have to show the growth with these players. You're going to have to see it on the field. And then now, if they look the same from start one to whatever start, right, both of these kids look the same, then I think there's a conversation to be had. If the game management is as bad as it was in London, there's a conversation to be had there. I will grant you that. But right now, as we're going into week number 6, I just think that people are itching to fire Kevin, and I don't know that the Haslams feel the same way. And again, that opinion is subject to change as we get deeper into the season.
Are the Steelers good?
Look, Mike Tomlin is a miracle worker. He has a way of making a whole lot of something out of a whole lot of nothing. Aaron Rodgers is, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is the same player, but he's effective. He has adapted his game to his age and his skill set, and he's finding ways to be effective. So they lead the division, so they're doing something right in Pittsburgh. I don't know how Mike Tomlin does it year in and year out. They'll probably win the division this year because everyone else is down between the Bengals and the Ravens, and then the Steelers will be eliminated in wild card weekend, as they usually are.
Daryl, I jammed you up. All right, might have had some post-donut anger there.
Daryl, he's been picking fights all day. It's continued with our donut excursion.
I've known Nick for nearly 3 decades, and when he doesn't get his pastries, he's a grumpy old guy.
Don't take it personally, Daryl.
I don't take it personally at all. And you know what? I hope that those responsible for stealing those pastries are brought to justice. And there are cameras in that lobby, Nick, so might want to check the surveillance footage.
I just hope it's not Quinshon Junkins.
Oh. We do have cameras. Any chance we've reached out to people that can pull the tape for us and find out exactly who this was?
You know what? I've got the perfect guy to watch that tape for you. It's Kevin Stefanski.
Oh, I didn't know what kind of tape we were talking about. Daryl, I know a lot of guys will watch a couple tapes. But Daryl, great stuff as always, buddy.
You bet, guys. Have a great weekend.
Daryl Ryder there, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We will react to what Daryl had to say, and we have a... I like the way you put it. We've got boots on the ground that will tell us. I don't know if it's a report. I don't know if it's their opinion. The case of the missing donuts may be solved in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.